Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Desires are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. The dharmas are boundless. I vow to master them. The Buddha's way is incomparable. I vow to attain it. There's this saying that I've been using once in a while about meditation, that to know yourself is to resolve yourself. And it's meant to be an expedient means. But in reality, there's no place to go. You can't get to what you are from what you're not. You have to wake up. That's all. Everything is already there and present. There's no place to go. There's no I going somewhere else to get something. We keep fooling ourselves. That's delusion. Last week, we ventured into the sixth patriarch, Yunnan, and the Platform Sutra. Now, a patriarch or a matriarch in Zen simply is one mind, non-duality. So when a teacher transmits to a student, all that means is it's only one. Prajna Paramita is not two. So last week, Master Shen Xiu sent his disciple, Ji Qian Ying, to visit Yuning and find out what he was all about, because he had heard this rumor that Yuning was, his teaching was quick. And so he sent his spy, and when the spy came and he visited with him, the spy recognized his original mind. And so he decided to stay. So I kind of left you last week with a cliffhanger in a way. What does that mean? What happened in that exchange? So Yuning asks Qi Yang, I've heard that when your Zen master teaches people, he only gives instruction in morality, meditation, and wisdom. Tell me, what does your master teach people about morality, meditation, and wisdom? Qi Jiayang said, concerning morality, meditation, and wisdom, Master Xin Xiu says, not committing evil is morality. Doing good is wisdom. And purifying one's thoughts is meditation. This is what he means by morality, meditation, and wisdom. This is his explanation. What is the master's view? Yuning replied, this explanation is wonderful, but my view is different. Qi Jiayang asked, how is it different? Yuning replied, understanding can be fast or slow. Qi Jiayang then asked the master to explain his view of morality, meditation, and wisdom. The master said, listen to my explanation and you'll see how I view them. When the land of your mind is free of error, this is the morality of your own nature. When the land of your mind is free of confusion, this is the meditation of your own nature. When the land of your mind is free of ignorance, this is the wisdom of your own nature. The master continued, the morality, meditation, and wisdom of your master are intended for small-minded people. My morality, meditation, and wisdom are intended for people of bigger minds. Once people realize their own nature, they don't differentiate between morality, meditation, and wisdom. Chi-Che Chang said, could the master please explain why they aren't differentiated? The master said, our nature is free of error, free of confusion, and free of ignorance. Prajna shines in every thought and is forever free of attributes. What is there to differentiate? Our nature is something we cultivate directly. It doesn't have any intervening stages, so we don't differentiate any. So this is Zen. Remember last week I talked about equanimity in diversity. This is equanimity in diversity, knowing your own mind. There's only one. So the commentary here says a little bit more. Huning's teaching is for those whose minds are free of self-imposed obstructions. Being free of obstructions, their minds are described as vast, like the sky. And like the sky, they are full of the light of prajna. And in the light of prajna, such distinctions as morality, meditation, wisdom turn out to be artificial and unnecessary, counterproductive. It sounds like Huning is being boastful, but he is just being his usual straightforward self. A lot of any teacher's work amounts to clearing away the debris of the mind accumulated over many lifetimes, and in this work, Huning was a master. The interesting thing about getting back to transmission, there is no time and space in mind. There is no old master way back there and current master here. Only one. We have all these labels and names for things. Last week, for a moment, we talked about having, at a funeral, having a physicist, because he could explain the nature of phenomena. And I reminded us that this explanation doesn't take a physicist or modern language or a degree to understand, but has always been there in our nature. Understand energy, phenomena. Prajna Paramita is present in our nature. We just have to wake up. So if anything differentiates what we do from other schools, that's it. Any other thoughts about Huning or what we talked about this morning? I have a comment on a different subject. Nancy, I'm so impressed by your husband's artwork. It's beautiful.
He's a very good oil painter.
Yeah. Yeah. Your husband came out to the beach one day when we were out meditating, and he was sitting in the back and didn't know what he was doing there. But it turns out that he was thinking about his next oil painting. And so he did this lovely painting of Siesta Beach with these, I think he called them five Buddhists sitting there. And Nancy suggested he call it the five Buddhas. So you see this big beach scene and there's these five little figures sitting in the sand. It's beautiful.
I look forward to seeing that. It sounds amazing.
So I wanted to ask if he would mind if I, credit him for the work, but had a put the picture on the website. Would that be okay? Ask him.
I will ask him and I will let you know.
Yeah, it's...
I'm sure he'd be fine with it, but I want to check first with him. Okay. He be fine with it going on the website uncredited. So
I would like to credit it.
I understand that. Believe me, I understand that.
Okay.
While I'm speaking, could you possibly give me the translation of the Platform Sutra book that you have, or the title of it?
Yes.
Please.
It's the Platform Sutra translated by Red Pine.
Okay. That's right. I knew that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Recall that now. Thank you.
It's called the Platform Sutra, the Zen Teachings of Yu Ning by Red Pine. Well, there's something beyond books. Prajnaparamita. So thank you. Have a good day, everybody.